with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Hurricane Beryl roaring through open waters as a Category 5 storm. Jennifer King has more.
Hurricane Beryl is headed toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands with life-threatening winds and storm surge.
Maximum winds are up to 165 miles per hour. It's a Category 5 hurricane.
Eric Blake is a senior specialist with the National Hurricane Center. The storm made a direct hit on Carriacou, ripping off rooftops and leaving streets covered with debris. It also left damage in Grenada and St. Vincent. Beryl is the earliest Category 5 storm ever to form in the Atlantic.
There's never been a Category 4 hurricane in the Atlantic during June.
Ryan McNulty at the University of Miami is a tropical weather researcher.
The water there is hotter than it would normally be at the peak of the season.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. job openings rose slightly in May despite the impact of higher interest rates. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
The good news, the job market is still strong. There's a job for every unemployed American, but not as many jobs as there were in January of last year. Still, job openings rose slightly from April to May to just over 8 million. But layoffs have been rising a little. The number of Americans quitting their jobs is basically unchanged. And although there are 1.2 jobs for every unemployed American, that's down from a 2-to-1 ratio in January of 2023. Still, economist Robert Frick at the Navy Federal Credit Union says the Labor Department report is another sign that the labor market is holding firm. I'm Rita Foley.
The Democratic Biden administration telling emergency room doctors they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. That's following last week's 6-to-3 Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override federal law. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it had been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The report says authorities have now closed mosques in two other provinces with large populations of Muslims. This is SRN News. The Biden administration proposing a rule aimed at addressing excessive heat in the workplace.
The proposal comes as tens of millions of people in the U.S. are under heat advisories due to blistering temperatures. If finalized, the measure would protect an estimated 36 million U.S. workers from injuries related to heat exposure on the job. Those affected by excessive heat in the workplace include farm workers, delivery and construction workers, landscapers, gardeners, as well as workers in warehouses, factories, and kitchens.
Correspondent Jeremy House. New Orleans officials will designate a police station in the city's historic French Quarter as a vocational technical school where officers receive training. The designation means carrying handguns will be forbidden within a 1,000-foot radius of the station. That's an area that includes much of the bar-lined Bourbon Street, known for drawing big crowds. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.